Hello, hello, and welcome to Simulacra Studios presents Trinity Continuum Anima as part of the 2023 Onyx Path Virtual Convention. So many words. I am your humble story guide, Scott. My pronouns are he, him. And here we have a lovely group of players who I'll allow to introduce themselves, starting with our animated friend here.
Oh my goodness, that's probably Corbin.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a really good
oh,
model.
Okay,
how
okay.
Did you,
Maybe
how did
it's
you get
me.
The,
Maybe it's. I mean, Corbin's extremely high definition. I can't
yeah,
get over
exactly.
this.
The texture
No,
details
all
are
right,
just.
fine. My name is Millie. And my pronouns are she and her, or they and them. I'm also bunny hearted. I'm a '90s anime styled bunny girl VTuber and giant dork. I can often be found on my own channel or at Dork Tales, which is another rad tabletop gaming crew, and sometimes on the Onyx Path itself, as well as here. I'm popping in a bunch of streams all week, and I'm secretly in every single one, lurking in the background ominously. You can't stop me. Today, I'm playing Roxy Smithsonian, sort of a corporate lobbyist with a heart of gold and maybe a small addiction to a video game.
All right, and let's go down on my screen to Corbin.
Okay, I am Corbin, also known as the Awkward GM on YouTube. You can find me on there. I'm on Twitch. I don't Twitch that much, but I Twitch on Onyx Path's channel every week, not my own. Do a beginner's guide for games that are Onyx Path related, and then I'm trying to think Twitter. I'm on Twitter, kind of. I'm playing today Romeo Scar. Who Romeo in the real world, Anima Scar. He's a streamer, which had a big falling at one point because of one thing, and he keeps trying to catch that same 15 minutes of fame. He is also a ghost wolf.
Oh yes, member of the Hacker Collective. And finally, Simon. I think we got skipped out there. We're going to you, Simon, for introductions.
All right. I did just say my internet connection is unstable, oddly enough. So if I get crackly, let me know.
That's fine.
So my name's Simon. I'm playing Ian Lee, who is the ward of a wealthy Cascadian. After his parents were brutally murdered, he was taken under his wing. And sort of shown the seedier side of Cascade's upper crust, though he belongs pretty firmly inside it, and at the same time works as something of a hacktivist, something of a troll in Terra Surge as he attempts to live up to the legacy of his patron, once known as the Shrike.
Ah, excellent. All right. Well, the two ghost wolves of the party, you had recently received a message from someone who you eventually discover is a high-level operative within the Aeon Covenant, who has recruited you for some pretty high-stakes espionage against the FSA. Which is a little
This is the
awkward
GM
because
Corbin.
Aeon, as a whole, doesn't tend to directly oppose the FSA in terms of like this sort of action. So that's a little weird. But you've done what you need to do to kind of confirm that this is at least on some level legit. So you have decided to follow through and come to this meeting that is happening within Terra Surge. As for the member of the Aeon Covenant, you know a little bit more about what's happening. At least you know a little bit more about this person, Roxy. His name is Machno, and he is an Aeon operative, much like yourself. Maybe has a decade of more experience than you. And he's kind of a spy. He is someone who is very deeply entrenched in Aeon's counter initiatives against the fascist atrocity that is the FSA. So yeah, he's kind of a person that does a lot of dirty work for the FSA, and he has personally reached out and recruited you for this particular mission because he just something about you and your activities seems to strike a chord with him. He thinks he can trust you. And he lets you know that, you know, this mission is authorized, but it's so deep cover that you probably wouldn't be able to find it on the books anywhere if you looked. And you can be as dubious or credulous about that assertion as you wish. But regardless, all three of you have been given a piece of information that will guide you to this meeting within Terra Surge. It is a combination of three different instructions. One is a location. The second is the instruction to start a fight, then lose it. Because this meeting is going to be taking place in the underworld of Terra Surge. So you got to die to get in for the first part. And the third bit of instruction is to make it look good, because who knows might be watching. And so we zoom in into Terra Surge, out in a far distant kind of liminal territory between some of the more popular zones. It's just sort of this vast desert at nighttime. And the only feature in for miles upon miles in the virtual space is this small mountain, which as you have gotten closer, you realize is not so much a mountain as more as like a giant bug hill, packed with millions upon millions of these like skull-faced beetles, who aren't the bug people of...